Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schatzetter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Denny. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters who is chasing the ball. Orta reaches third base with a triple. Bannister goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzetter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orta scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orta. Summers reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Denny covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with Denny covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rothschild now pitching. Von Hayes pinch hits for Andre Thornton. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Hargrove moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargrove scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Hara steals second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Kemp moves to third. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Kemp scores. Jackson moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara juggles the ball. That's an error on Hara. Parrish moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Pappy moves to second. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Leach now playing right field. Kirk Gibson now playing center field. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rothschild fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Parrish and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Horta moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Hargrove moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a pop-up towards third. Pappy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Summers moves to third. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-3 in the game. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summers scores. One out. It's 8-4, Indians. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Castillo now catching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Waite's now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-4 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kemp strikes out. 1 out. Dan Spillner now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Summers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.